Well, I think that from the beginning, the hardest part of this issue was creating education with the difference between self-defense and citizen's arrest. There are two things that are easy to conflate and kind of look at as one, but they're really two very different concepts. And it took a lot of work, but I think I was able to successfully make people see that self-defense is different than citizen's arrest, and removing the right for a citizen to be able to place an individual under arrest is a completely different thing than defending yourself against perceived threat. And so I think we were able to bridge that gap, and I think that the support shows that. So it's really exciting.